And if you don't know, now you do know, this is Guns the Gun Show, number one internet iTunes music show all across the globe. Let not your hearts be troubled. Everyone stop and focus. Everyone stop and focus. This band is one of my favorite bands out there. And we're actually here with Mike. He's a member of the band. It's Mariana's Trench. What's up, baller?
I'm doing very well. What you heard was a very accurate segment of fact. I like facts.
Right, yes. I like how it's very professional of me, too, to be like, yeah, this is one of my favorite bands. You know, not really.
Well, hopefully that wasn't just hype. I mean, hype is almost as good as facts, and in some case, it is heard more clearly, so more effective. But
right, clearly.
I think it was just a fact.
Hey, man, so listen, how was your New Year's 2013? We made it, so we got that going for us.
You know, the funny thing is people really think that, like, when you're in music, everything is off the handle. New Year's, you're like, I can't even imagine what a New Year's Eve party was like.
Right.
But there's this weird bug going around Vancouver. It's pretty much done, I think. But everybody I know got it, and I was, like, half sick for about 5 straight weeks.
Weeks?
Finally on antibiotics.
Not even
5
days.
Weeks.
Weeks.
No, I've never been sick that long in my life.
Wow.
So I was on antibiotics, and when New Year's Eve came around, like, I went out to dinner with the drummer and a couple of our girls, kind of thing, like right. our my girlfriend, his girlfriend, and
I like how you say the drummer as if we don't know, as if he doesn't have a name.
You know, people might not know if I say Ian, but right. If I say the drummer, you'll assume hopefully
okay.
It's ours. But,
right. So you just went out for drinks and eat and stuff.
Yeah, we went out to have like a wild night, and I was just so out of gas from like fighting off this thing that at 12:10, literally. I was on the road hailing a taxi to go home and go to bed.
Oh,
it's
man.
So sad.
You let
what
us down. What if, yeah, what have you come? What have you, you're supposed to be old in like 20 years. Not now, bro. You know?
I know. It's crazy. But maybe we'll make up for it next year.
His name is Mike. The band's name is Mariana's Trench. It's twitter.com/mtrench. And definitely follow them there on Facebook and everything. Yo, so 2012 was a pretty legit year for you guys, huh?
Yeah, it was a lot of new stuff. We played some overseas shows. We went to Korea, Manila, Australia, and we did a bunch of U.S. touring finally. Headlined our own stuff there, yeah. Like, we did a little bit late in the year before, I think. I can't remember now exactly the time frame, but it was so good to play our own shows and get full sets and see the actual fans that we have that are coming out to see our shows. It was amazing, man.
It's
and then doing arena shows in Canada, like a national arena tour with full production and getting to, like,
lights and shit.
I don't know, realize that dream.
Right. And lights and cameras and explosions, all sorts of shit on that tour.
Video screens and smokes and elevators and right. Flying and crazy.
Yeah, which is what it's all about. Now, people, you know, you guys are still becoming more and more known here in, you know, the States and stuff. But, you know, this is an international radio show that I do. And you guys have been on, you know, even before you guys started that Glamour Kills tour back in the day. Over a year ago here in the States, I've had you guys on and been a big supporter of you guys. But, you know, it's cool because people are finding out about you more and more in the States. And, you know, because you're big in Canada, it doesn't necessarily mean that you'll be big here. But, you know, you guys did the Bamboozle Festival here. You had a huge lineup. You guys pretty much had, like, a sold-out tour here that got cut short, unfortunately. But word of mouth is definitely working for you guys.
Yeah, it's funny because when we did that tour, we ended up, like, rebooking a bunch of those shows. We had to only did New York and then had to rebook the rest of it. But the whole tour sold out, like, and they were adding seats and adding capacity. And we're like, what? It took us years. Like, we had to do, I swear, somewhere between 8 and 10 national tours of Canada just in, like, little van tours before we could draw those kinds of crowds. And it was our first headlining, you know, it was kind of a regional thing. But we were bringing in, you know, 600 to I think 12 or 1300 might have been the biggest.
Wild.
Which is crazy. It took us, like I said, forever to get there. So it was really encouraging. And even in Australia, it was like that. We'd never been there even opening for anybody and brought 500 to 800 people out. And 500 to 800.
Right.
Let me clear.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah. And I guess that's just sort of one of the upsides to the internet is, you know, you don't have to have your record necessarily promoted and your videos released as much because some people do find it online. And it for us, it's really encouraging because the amount of work we did in Canada, like, we can't duplicate that
no,
amount of touring around the globe, right?
Right. Clear. And
so to see that stuff was amazing for us. Really encouraging. We're really excited about this year.
I want to stress the fact that it's not like you guys just got put together. You guys have been touring for years now. It's not like it's just like, I think some people might be like, oh, well, they all four of them can sing. Maybe they got put together as a band. No, you guys have been busting your ass for, you know, like you mentioned, you've done van tours. I remember when the first, when their EP came out, you know, like you guys have worked for this. It just so happens that you guys are all talented that you can do, you know, layers of vocals in a live show. But, you know, you know, like you guys are a fucking band.
Yeah, that was part of the auditioning. If you could only do half of the job, you didn't get the part. So.
Right. Was that really part of it, that you had to be able to sing as well? Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, I remember when I was just, they were sort of readjusting the lineup, and I wanted to try out because I really liked the band, and the Ian was like a really good friend of mine anyway. So I'd gotten to know the band through him, but then they were my favorite band in the city, and then remember they were changing the lineup a bit, so I tried out, but I actually went over to Josh's place the day before the full band tryout, and we sat down, and we were doing, like, a Beach Boys Good Vibrations thing, and he's like, well, try singing this part, and then he sang it with me, and I knew that was actually the tryout. Like, I knew we went with the full band, it was almost a formality, because I felt like I had a good day with him,
right,
when it was just him and I sitting around, you know, singing and playing some music, and the next day, you know, I officially, you know, got off of the
You passed the test.
Band.
Yeah, you passed the test, but bro. You made it.
But if I didn't do the singing the day before, I don't know if I would have been able to.
That's,
you know,
funny,
been
dude.
Offered.
That's fun. Now, listen, the album's the full length called Ever After, and, you know, it's such a solid song. I don't know if you remember this, but you guys were here in, like, the Philly area or Pennsylvania or something, and by now you guys ended up playing for me, so I appreciate that. That's my favorite track on the album by far.
Awesome, man. Yeah. I remember you asked.
Yeah, yeah, and you guys were like, you know what, we'll adjust the set list so we can play it for Guns, so I appreciate that. But, you know, just from front to back, you know, it's funny because, you know, it starts with Ever After, great song, love it, love the tempo, it's just such a good thing, but then, like, honestly, I never really liked the song Haven't Had Enough. And then I saw you guys play it live one time. I've seen you guys like four or five times. And, you know, I love when Josh screams right at the end towards that breakdown. He goes, yeah. And I was like, wow. And the song kind of just like grew on me. I mean, Stutter has always been one of my favorite songs on the album besides By Now. But it's kind of cool that even a whole year later, I can find different songs that I actually like. You know, like at first I didn't like, and then just listen to it more and more, I can like Haven't Had Enough now. So that's a sign of a good album that I'm still listening to it, you know, a year later. So,
yeah, that's definitely a good sign when you can still listen to it. For us, it's cool. I mean, you're always playing it live, and different songs become favorite live.
Yeah,
and sometimes it's the ones you've just added to tour or you haven't played for a while, or ones that just for some reason connect with you,
mm-hmm,
that one time. You know, it's weird, but. Yeah, Haven't Had Enough is one of those, it's a weird one for me actually too, because live it's a little bit more of a rock song.
Right.
And I like it that way, and like Josh screams, and you know, like it's loud and the guitars are up a bit, and I think it's cool like that.
Yeah.
You know, the original version is good too, but I like the live feel and the energy.
Right. And the thing with you guys is you guys are able to not only like match the sound but also enhance it. And I know, like, I play guitar since I was 6 years old, so I look at things like musically, especially the live show. And, you know, I think you guys do a very good part of that. And I'm sure you guys, like, fall out because all four vocals are able to do it at the same time, you know? And then Josh is able to jump up. So that's always cool, too, during that song. So,
yeah, that's a fun one. That's one of my favorite singles on the album.
Let's talk about the new well, I mentioned that because I know you guys are, like, reissuing the album. Talk about this. Adding more tracks. So the old tracks, new tracks. Do you know anything about this?
Yeah, I don't know how much is public right now. We are... If you know that,
right,
then yeah, we're going to re-release the album with a couple of new tracks on it, or whatever you call re-releasing, but just like officially released to the U.S. so it'll be available everywhere properly, not just digitally and in a few places.
Cool.
There is some news coming up with our representation outside of Canada. But I just don't know what,
right,
what, you know, announceable right now.
Right, but let's not get you in trouble then. So we'll just say, but at least the album will physically be available in the States, which is a very cool thing.
Yeah, finally.
And now with the songs that are added, are they new songs? Are they B-sides that you had? Have you guys been in the studio lately? Like, what's are you guys writing? Like, are you guys constantly writing?
They're going to be brand new songs. They're actually, like, written, half done, or completely done, or being rewritten right now. Like,
nice.
Just, you know what I mean, taking a song, and then now it's just like the fine tuning part or
cool
adding and rewriting a bit, which always takes a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And I see that you guys are also getting going to be able to get out there and go on tour again. You're doing a full length Canadian tour, I believe, and then hopefully getting back to the States.
How do you know all this top secret information? Yes, what, we're doing a Canada
Twitter.
Tour.
Do you guys tweet about it? Somebody does.
Yeah, but you. I didn't know people actually read that as facts rather than rumors. No, the Canada tour, we're doing one. It's like...
Well, I am Guns, dude. I'm the number one host in the as far as music goes in the world. I mean,
it makes sense. See, you have your finger on the pulse.
See?
For real.
I like how you're like, wait, is he a part of our emails? Like, is he part of our team? Like, what's going on?
Well, yeah, I'm like, who's talking? Did you get, like, a release before this interview with all this secret information?
All right, well... We'll just deny it. Well, all right, so you'll be touring the U.S. Hopefully dates will be out soon. And then, I mean, Canada, you guys will be releasing dates hopefully soon in Canada, correct?
Yeah, I'm hoping we release those dates anytime now.
Okay.
So there is a Canada thing. It's kind of like part two of the piece of music we're going to hit.
Right.
A lot of the cities we couldn't get to on the last one. Mm-hmm. And then I imagine a lot of touring everywhere else outside of
cool.
Canada.
Good. All right, so we'll do that. Sorry for putting you on the spot. I thought this was all known, but I don't think I leaked anything.
This is stuff I'm dying to talk about, so I can just say you pull it out of me and it's not my fault.
Okay, right. Yeah, I see. I'm the first one saying it all first, yeah. But, I mean, you got to be stoked because, you know, you guys have had some quite some time off. But, I mean, this year it's pretty much like constant touring, right? You'll be out on the road for a lot this time for this year.
Yeah, last year was actually really busy from February really till early November,
right?
And then we just did another video mid-November, the Stutter one,
which
and
is,
then we did we performed halftime at the Grey Cup, which is like the Canadian Super Bowl kind of thing.
Oh, really? I didn't even know about that. How was that? Just walk out onto the field at 50-yard line and just do it, like midfield.
Oh yeah, they had a big stage in the end zone. It was us, Carly, Ray Jepsen, and Justin Bieber.
Sick.
So it was a weird football kind of music mix because it's really poppy for the crowd, but it was fun. It was a really cool experience and. And then we've just sort of taken the last 5 or 6 weeks semi-off. Like, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on that's just preparing for touring and figuring all that logistics out and things like that. But we've been at home, which is the key.
Good. And just resting up, you know, and not being sick, unless it's you, of course, for 5 weeks.
You know what? I wonder if my body knew that there was a long gap. And it's like, remember all those sicknesses you never caught on the road for the last 3 years? You're getting them all now.
There you go. Get it out of the system, though, because you got a big year coming up. I'm sure you're stoked to be able to play new songs, but also to release new songs. So, and obviously the fans are looking forward to that as well. We're speaking here with Mike from Mariana's Trench. It's M Trench. That is the name on Twitter. The stuttering video, probably one of my favorite videos that you guys have done. I love, like, the go to sleep, like in the beginning when he puts him in, like, the chokehold or whatever. And just,
yeah, to steal his clothes?
Puts him in the sleeper hold and then knocks him out. But, you know, the dance moves and stuff, you guys were pretty on point with that. How long did it take you to figure that out?
Oh, man. You know what? They didn't put a ton of all of the dancing we did in there, but we did with pro dancers, we did about 14 hours of rehearsals and then whatever we did on our own to memorize this really not that long routine, but none of us are naturals at all or have any dance background, so it was a project learning that thing.
I can imagine. But the the video itself came across cool, though, man. One of your favorites?
Yeah, it's a fun one. I like a lot of them. I like usually anything that's got a lot going on, so it keeps my attention. Like things like the Desperate Measures one, too, I really like because it's just so many funny vignettes that just make me laugh, you know? Like, this one's got a lot of silly stuff in it, too, and a lot of things that maybe we point out later, some background stuff that's really funny that you might not notice that at first.
Cool. Awesome, man. So it's one of those videos that you have to go and watch more than once and pay attention to other things in it. So, you know, always something new for everybody. All right, man. Well, listen, I appreciate you catching up with me. You know, it's always good seeing you in the States, but I guess most importantly, we should stress that the tour dates for Canada will be coming out you know, hopefully any day now. So all the Canadian listeners, pay attention to that. And don't be surprised if we see Mariana's Trench in America, I guess we could say as well, sometime this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess that's a good way to put a broad...
That's a great, great way to talk about it.
Yes, exactly. Can't wait to get an email from management after this. I'm so excited. But cool, man. Anything else you want to say to everybody out there?
No, that's it. You did a lot of research. You covered everything. Thanks very much.
Cool, man. Awesome. Well, you are a good person. And if you don't know, now you do know. It's Guns the Gun Show.